Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Phil, Mr. Watkins' case, it's not really unlike a lot that we see here in the Bay Area, is it?
No, it isn't. And this is a case, Mr. Watkins might be the person you wind up seeing on the BART train sprawled out or wandering around a downtown, sort of mumbling or just passed out or in a park. This Bay Area is filled with them. They're not violent necessarily. They have drug problems. They have mental problems. And they are sort of caught in a neither world between the criminal justice system and the health system and society in general, and nobody has a way to handle them.
As we'll detail later in the week, there are programs, except the peg and the hole have to fit and the timing has to be right, and it's not clear that this guy is the right shape peg for the right shape hole at the right time.
Exactly. Plus, he has to want to get it. Help. What we have here is somebody, as Stan has pointed out, from the get-go was a crack baby, right?
Yeah, his mother was an addict. She's dead now. He and his three siblings became foster children, families involved, but not with all. I mean, you can.
He eventually wound up living with his grandmother, but eventually she had to move him out because he was stealing from her, right?
A stay away order from his own grandmother's house.
She got him into some supportive housing. And he walked out of that and back onto the streets and has been in and out of the criminal justice system. The criminal justice system doesn't want to criminalize the behavior because they say that, one, it's not fair, but two, also, they don't have room for it. They don't have a place to deal with it. They want to concentrate instead on violent and serious crimes. That's where prosecutions are. So this sort of doesn't make the grade. That doesn't make the cut, even though his behavior, whether it's drugs or masturbating in public. Again, it's a
quality of life crime at the very least, right? Everybody exposed to that, if you'll pardon my use of the term, has a scar from it, so to speak, and now he's a registered sex offender because of the nature of what he did.
Right, but the fact is that although people are scarred from it, they're not going to put him in jail for it for any length of time. That's not going to happen.
But seemingly with a growing number of people who suffer from situations like his, we can't just ignore these folks. So what are we going to do?
Well, we have to define who these folks are and what system is going to handle them. It is a conversation where, as they say, we haven't really had. We're only starting to have. If it's not criminal behavior, Susan, what is it? It's health. And if it's health, then you're a patient. You're not a criminal. And as a patient, you have the option of taking treatment or not. That's how it goes in America. So we do not take you off the streets. There are those who are suggesting that people like Mr. Watkins should be taken off the street for, let's say, 90 days or 60 days to sort it out, to try to get a grip on who they are, what their real problems are, and what a solution may be. However, there are those that say, no, what we need is more services on demand that they can just walk into. The problem is that whatever service they can walk into, they can just as easily walk out of. And if you don't follow the rules of these programs, you're back on the streets. The question is, are you going to follow the rules or are the rules going to follow you?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.